Take it away, Mr. Roger.
Rolling, we're live.
Again,
after.
Again, roll the camera around, please.
That's what she said.
Ew. What does that even mean?
It's up for interpretation.
It's up for interpretation.
So after 2 weeks, we're back.
It's been busy.
It has been busy.
It's been so busy.
Summer came in like a wrecking ball.
Yeah.
It really did.
This has probably been my busiest summer when it's in terms of events and functions.
Got bars, weddings.
Because now you actually have family here. Before you really didn't.
All of my relatives live outside of Toronto.
Outside of
Ontario.
Wow.
Save for a select few who, like, they're too young to get married. Oh. Any other people we don't talk to. So.
This is what it's been like for us for like the past 5 years.
So marrying into this family and with your functions, it's a lot to handle.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's always a lot going on.
I'm not used to this.
Yeah.
I don't have enough clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah. None of us do. There's always something happening.
At least the winter is always chill, though. You never do anything in the winter.
But even winter gets busy because we do a Christmas party and all that. Like, winter break gets busy.
Remembrance Day. You know, you have a day to remember.
Shut up.
You have November to remember.
This November, you should partake in Movember.
I already have a mustache.
No, you gotta shave the beard off. Just keep the mustache.
That looked weird. Yeah.
I had that going for a while.
And what changed?
But the beard grew.
Oh, okay.
It looks weird when you just have a mustache.
Like those Hindi movies. It's not like, you think it'd be like one of those like black like porn star mustaches, but it's not like that. You just look like a dude from a Hindi movie who like looks at people sideways, and it's not a fun thing to like look like that.
Especially when you're 12.
Especially when you're 12.
You look comfortable on the floor.
I'm pretty comfortable, yeah.
She flipped the mattress over. It was horizontal before, now it's flat on the ground.
You mean it was up against the wall before, now it's flat on the ground?
Yeah.
Nice.
Speaking of mattresses.
Okay.
what topic do we want to segue to?
It sounded like you had a segue going. Like.
Sometimes you gotta remove the old mattresses from your memory when you buy a new mattress, because you have all the memories joined with that mattress, all the fun times. Then we buy a new mattress, you gotta remove those.
Speaking of mattresses.
Yeah.
We walked in today with that camera that I'm borrowing from our family friends.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to take my photography to the next level.
Yeah.
And instead of using my phone like I have been using, getting better at using, or actually learning how to use a proper camera,
yeah,
for better photography. And so we sorry, this the aromas of this bedroom are kicking me in the throat right now.
It's like a little axe.
It's because he's been sick in his bedroom for 3 days and all his sweat is now like seeping into everything, and just when you walk in, it's you're hit with this
humid
yeah, sweaty aroma. And then to cover it up, we sprayed Axe, and now they're mixing, and they're not mixing well, and it's really irritating my throat.
Maybe that's why my throat's messed up.
Oh my god, don't get sick.
Have you tried clean? Anyways, so we walked in with that camera, and he's like, oh, it's a new camera?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, it's not mine. Borrowing it,
yeah,
from the same people that we borrowed the mattresses from.
Yeah.
Upon which he started giggling.
Why is that funny?
And then it hit me too, and then I started laughing because it sounds like a porno production.
Yeah, you need a bunch of mattresses and a camera.
And a camera.
That's funny.
I never thought of it before, but it makes sense.
So I was like, you guys are gonna have like an orgy or something.
Yeah. We're just gathering mattresses for someone who needs them, okay?
Sure.
It's not for an orgy.
What they want to do with those mattresses, I don't know. But the people who we got the mattresses from,
yeah,
said, no matter what, do not take the cover off the mattress.
Oh. Man, brown people always need mattresses, though. Like, whatever relative it is, they're always going somewhere. It's like you need, like, a mattress collection. Like,
You do. You have to have a mattress collection with extra covers and duvets and blankets and stuff.
Yeah.
Especially in a brown family, like, you always have people, like, something's always going on where you need it. Like,
yeah. I don't think white people do that. I don't think white people have, they have tents.
White people. No, white people have guest houses and like, oh, you're coming over, just stay in my guest house. Or white people just stay at hotels. And
Not every white person is rich.
Yeah. They
have a guest house.
Yeah.
Some of them are crackheads, okay.
Yeah, some of them are crackheads. Speaking of crackheads, a few days ago, we were driving back from downtown.
Yeah.
And I don't like getting back on the Gardiner from downtown.
Yeah, so yeah. Rush.
It's just so, it's bad.
Yeah.
So I drive through the city and I get on the 401.
Yeah.
It's a longer drive, but I prefer moving versus sitting idly in traffic. I can't do that. And we're driving on, Spadina. And we pull up by this guy on a bench. It's like 10 p.m. at night.
Yeah.
And he's sitting on the bench.
Oh, just like hunched over. Just
hunched over.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And she's like, what's this?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've seen this before. This guy's high off heroin right now.
Oh, shit.
I saw a video of a bunch of them on in a subway station.
Yeah.
Standing, hunched over. Standing.
Oh, like, damn.
Not supported against the wall. Just standing, hunched over.
Yeah.
Looking like zombies.
Oh, shit.
And this guy was on a bench, just hunched over.
Yeah.
First time seeing a crackhead.
Damn.
And I'm sure I've seen crackheads before.
Yeah.
Like, first time seeing one under the effects of...
Heroin
or...
Whatever. Heroin head. Does Brampton have crackheads? Like, I don't...
Yeah. There used to be one on my street.
Oh.
I saw him sitting in the car with a spoon and a lighter. Warming up, and he had the flame going on the lighter.
Yeah.
And he was holding it underneath the spoon.
Someone who grew up in Rex, I've seen a lot of like people on like weed or do weed when it was illegal, right? You see that, but not that many crackheads.
Weed's not a drug, man.
Well, back in the day it was. Like...
I mean, okay, yes, yeah, so fine, cool, it's a drug, yeah, well, you know. Like, as far as drugs go,
yeah,
I think it's better than alcohol.
Yeah, probably. You know, you don't hear like stoners that beat their wives.
No.
You hear us creative stoners that like, you know.
Oh, should we talk about our adventure to the cannabis store?
Okay, so while we're on the topic of getting high.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about using CBD oil for my anxiety for a long time.
Yeah.
I just never did it. And a few days ago, she searched up. What'd you search up?
Like dispensaries
near our house.
Yeah.
And she found one.
Oh, shit.
Called THC.
Wow.
Okay. So yesterday we pull up to the parking lot and I'm like, where is it? She's like, oh, it's over there.
Cause there's like a thing that said THC, right? So, and so like, okay.
In the plaza, in this particular building, they had Sunset Grill, which is a restaurant.
Yeah.
And they had THC.
Yeah.
Which THC is weed, you know, psychoactive ingredient, I believe, in marijuana.
Oh, I didn't know that was... Hold on.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a bit.
Okay, fine.
So, Sunset Grill, THC's, weed, and then beside it, another restaurant called the Hukka Club.
Oh.
So, we're like, where's the entrance?
Yeah.
Right? We pull open one door. No, it's a restaurant. I'm like, okay, maybe it's on the other side of the building. We walk out to the other side of the building. It's the back of the building. No entrance. And then we're walking back, and I'm like, we're idiots. THC stands for the Hukka Club.
It was short for... Yeah, and I don't know why they had a separate like logo, but it looked like a separate store, but it wasn't.
The font they used for THC didn't even match the font for the restaurant named the Hukka Club.
Yeah.
So you can be fooled into thinking it's actually a weed store.
Yeah.
And then we went across the parking lot to the actual weed store.
Yeah. It was so confusing.
And I...
You think that, when people are stoned and they need, like, more weed for their whatever they're doing... That probably happens a lot to the Haka Club. And maybe,
no, I'm sure it does.
And maybe people get the munchies. Maybe it's a way of marketing. Because people get the munchies. Be. And then they're like, oh, well, we're already here.
Might as well eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, maybe. Who knows?
Shit, that's actually genius marketing.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah, but then we got a drinkable, which we haven't drank in yet.
Drank in.
Which we did not drink yet.
We haven't drank yet.
Drink.
Just simple.
It seems interesting.
Believe it or not, she's sober right now.
Shut up.
on Saturday, we went downtown for a spa day.
Oh, nice.
And on the way, we ran into Caravana.
Wow.
The West Indies Festival.
Yeah. Right? With all the ladies with their, what do you call those things?
Right. Suits.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I guess so. Right?
And so we're driving on the Gardner and we see the floats passing by.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it reminded me of our Nagar Kirtans. Well, and for people who don't live here and you don't know what Caravana is, it's basically a celebration of West Indies culture and Caribbean culture with Caribbean music and all that kind of stuff. And people are dressed very...
There's a lot of like...
Liberally.
Dressed to the nines.
No, they're not dressed to the nines.
No, like people are like dressed... Like barely wearing anything. Like
basically yeah, the
bedazzled like bikinis type of outfits. Yeah,
bedazzled bikinis with like wings and stuff, right? And it's a parade.
Olivia Mir Chow.
Oh, I believe in one of the years she did wear one of those costumes.
She was there too.
She did? This year.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's on Six Bus.
And and basically just like Kalyana Nagar Kirtan.
Yeah,
that's why I said it that day.
Yeah.
LeBron would have been here too.
Really?
He comes every year for Caravana. Shit. But he's in the Olympics.
He does it up with those ladies?
No.
And then we saw so many...
I don't think Steph's foot into that.
There were so many, cars we saw from... Yeah.
Sorry, 1 second, sorry. And then there was a girl who had climbed a fence wearing her bedazzled bikini with wings.
Oh, shit.
And she was twerking on the fence. So that basically sums up that festival.
Can you, like, if it's like a government fence, can you, like...
Yes.
Sure.
No, you can't.
Okay.
And then, yeah, we saw so many cars from, like, New York and, like...
Because people come from all over North America.
Yeah. But I didn't realize it was so big that people actually drive here for it.
I don't know, man. If that's a rusty-ass fence, bro, that's going to be a new STD invented right there, bro.
Called tetanus.
Yeah. I think she, like, put, like, sandpaper on her ass and she was, like... Rubbing the rust off.
No. She was facing the fence.
Oh.
When you climb up on, you gotta hold on to it, right?
Oh.
So your ass would not be against the fence.
Oh, I thought she was twerking on the fence.
No. She had climbed up the fence,
holding
on to it, and then her ass was towards the parade.
Culture.
Yeah.
Where's my phone?
Damn, man. Imagine, like, you know, you have, like, a brown family that, like, went, like, downtown that just happened to be there. Like.
Yeah, I was actually saying, could you imagine brown parents?
That'd be awkward, man.
At Caravana. Yeah. They would be uncomfortable.
They would be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit happens. Yeah, you have like Hero Hitler in Love type movies.
What?
Because like that's not censored and the dude killed like 50 people. Like, isn't sexual content better than like making jokes about a dude who like almost killed like an entire population?
I appreciate you trying to set up a segue here. I really do. It's just not segueing the way a segue should segue.
The segue got stuck in traffic.
Yeah. So what he's talking about is this Punjabi movie called Hero Hitler in Love.
For all our Jewish fans, we don't really, you know, associate ourselves with that film.
Even when he's making non-racist movies, we still don't associate with that character, with that guy.
Right? Oh my God.
How that guy has a career... I don't know.
The way this movie came back in our brains was there was a meme. It was just like, it was Babu Man on a podcast interview with someone, and the thumbnail said, Hitler karke meri film nahi chal rahi.
Yeah, so basically, it's a legendary Punjabi singer, Babu Man.
Yeah.
And the caption says, because of Hitler, my movie wasn't a success.
Is he so stupid? What did he think was going to happen? Like,
he thought it would be a success.
Well, see, for a movie to be successful, You need a couple of things.
Yeah.
One, the title probably shouldn't have Hitler in it.
And that's what's
in a romantic way.
Yeah.
If it's a killing Hitler, yeah, sure. It's a great movie, sure, right? But if it's a hero Hitler in love.
But people might, okay, with a name like that, of course, most of Punjab and India probably don't know what that is. But if it's like some European country, people would fucking be confused and they'd watch it. Like, the fuck is this? Let's watch it.
Will they watch it?
Out of confusion, maybe.
Maybe.
Like, if it comes on Netflix, people are probably...
The other thing you need for a movie to be successful,
yeah,
is acting skills.
Yeah, skill.
Which he does not have.
Have you seen him speak English?
Yeah.
Do you think these guys go to acting schools?
No. You think he went to acting school? That guy?
He went somewhere.
Okay, jokes aside.
Yeah.
This movie was made in the last number of years. It's not that old.
Yeah.
And, I'm trying, I don't know what to say about it, man. It's so stupid.
How does it get approved by, like, whoever wrote the script? Did they not, like, check Google or something? Just, like, isn't that, like, a common practice that you should do when you're making a movie? You know, just make sure that your story doesn't fucking... Even your title, just Google your title, maybe.
So, I haven't, like, obviously, I don't know anything about the movie. I haven't seen it. Is it that he just randomly chose the name Hitler? Like, it was just...
Nobody randomly chooses the name Hitler.
But then, like, how? Why?
I'm pretty sure people in Germany stopped using the name Hitler.
That's not even like a Punjabi name, bro. Not
a Punjabi name.
So why did
you have to know the name Hitler in order to name your main character after Hitler?
So he intentionally did that and then wondered why his movie didn't work.
Well, actually, the thing is, I don't know if he was actually in that episode of that podcast.
Yeah.
Was he actually saying his movie didn't work out?
I never watched it.
So both of us just read the thumbnail.
Yeah.
And started making jokes about it.
But it's not even like a rhyme to it. Like, it's not like hero, Hitler, in love. But, like, it doesn't rhyme or anything.
But they don't... Titles don't have to rhyme.
Like, if you... It doesn't... I don't know, man. How do you... Who wrote that movie, bro?
Himself.
He wrote it?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, it would make sense.
He has that much, like, knowledge. He could write a movie. It doesn't seem like that.
Have you seen his movies?
Yeah.
Have you... Forget movies. Have you heard his songs?
Yeah.
Look, that should tell you enough. Need more Jewish people in Punjab. I think that's what's missing.
Yeah.
The conversions happening in Punjab are not the right conversions.
Jews don't convert, though.
They should. If they did, in Punjab, these kinds of shitty ideas wouldn't happen. Hero Hitler in love.
Could you imagine, though, if, like, the Jewish people came to, like, Punjab and they, like, took over, like how, like, Kanye said they took over Hollywood, like, would it be, it might be a better place, it might be more successful.
It definitely would be more
successful. No more, like, dirt roads and shit. You'd actually have, like, infrastructure.
Oh, no, it's raining. Anyways,
you make fun of the Jewish people for taking over, but man, I think the Western world's doing pretty good.
Imagine a guy named Inderpreet Goldbaum. I'd be the most successful person in the world, right? The business acumen of a Jewish person, the work ethic of a Punjabi.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, jot work ethic.
Yeah. With brains.
Yeah.
Based
on
what we talked about on our previous episode.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you know how they're like, there is no superior race? But if you got like a brown person married to a Jewish person and they had a child, I think we might have built like a superior
race. We might finally get a successfully run trucking company.
Yeah. We might be able to pull Brampton out of whatever Brampton is stuck in if we had enough Jewish Punjabi people.
Speaking of Brampton, yeah, we're done with Hero Hitler in Love.
Okay.
No, I'm asking, are we?
Oh, are we?
I mean, I don't have anything to say about it.
We gotta get like a Jewish like rabbi on the show and we could ask them about it. You think the Jewish community knows about it?
No. Nobody knows about it.
But he's their biggest op. Like, wouldn't you want to research on your biggest op?
You got to know your op exists for you, in order to research. Do research on your op. Come on, baby, jump on the beat. That's a song.
Yeah.
You don't know that
you've
song?
Never heard of it?
That's what he says. Come on, baby, jump on the beat. something, 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 something. I want to lick your feet.
Ew. What the fuck?
Okay, I might have made the last part up.
How does this man have a career? Like, I don't understand.
Haven't you seen half of Brampton?
He has his face on cars, man.
Huh?
He has, like, his face on, I'd say, maybe 10% of cars in Brampton have a Bubblemon picture on
them. It's so the statistics work out like this for other people's faces on your cars. It's, let's say, 75% Musiala.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, let's say, 10% Bubblemon.
Yeah.
That's 85. Then another 10% is Pendrana.
Yeah.
That's 95. And the last five is Bhagat Singh.
Yeah.
Right.
Enough people don't listen to prophecy.
No one's going to put a prophecy face on their Mustang. Come on. Get out of here.
You know how much street cred you lose if you put that guy's face on your car?
But he has
really I refused to listen to his music for like 10 years because I thought his face looked depressing.
But once you start listening to it, you actually like it now.
Okay, now that I've listened to his music, he makes good music.
Okay, yeah. Women aren't going to put face.
Hold on a second. Push up plug-in. Right there, by your head. No, the one closest to your head. Top. Yeah, push it in. Okay. Oh. The sparking danger.
Look, women aren't going to put faces on their car, and women are, like, majority of his, like, fans.
Imagine, like, that black and white silhouette on a girl's car of Prophecy's face.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
Yeah. Some girl named Simran from Brampton. Not even a fob. She's born here.
Who else? What's another singer that doesn't get like enough appreciation with their face on cars?
Why hasn't anybody put Diljit's face on a car?
That's a good point.
Yeah, you think people would.
That actually is a good because how big he is.
Wait, jokes aside, no fobs ever put Diljit's face on their car.
Maybe they don't want to rep him or something.
The other thing is, fobs started putting Sidhu Moosewala's face on their cars after he passed away.
No.
I've seen it before.
But I think
the volume of it went up
afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah. So Diljit needs to die for people to like put his face on cars?
I think so.
Okay. Maybe the Illuminati has it all set up.
I'm not saying he should die, but it would make sense if his face started appearing on people's cars after he died.
Maybe Brampton doesn't claim him though. Maybe if you go to like a different city, right? Maybe they probably might have it. Maybe Brampton just doesn't. There's like most
who's gonna claim him? St. John's?
some place where they're giving their PRs quickly. They claim him.
If Brampton hasn't claimed Diljit, Surrey hasn't claimed Diljit.
Yeah,
there's nothing left.
That's true.
Yuba City.
I don't know if those people are better than us or worse off than us.
I think they're worse off, man.
They might be worse off.
You see, like, the shit that happens there is just so much of the shit that happens is just wild. People like fighting each other with sticks and shit. Yeah, Diljit. I mean, he needs to get his game up by getting his picture on cars. You know?
Do we give him too much airtime on our show?
But it's not our goal to get him on the show.
Yeah, but like, how much? Like,
I don't think so. I think he just naturally ends up coming up in conversation a lot.
That's the critique.
Okay, I'm issuing a PSA to people listening.
Okay,
start putting Diljit's photo on your cars, that black and white one.
Yeah,
yeah.
We're gonna make like a drinking game. Every time we mention Diljit, you have to take a shot.
Oh man, that means you've got to take up drinking alcohol.
Oh me?
Yeah.
No, the viewers.
The viewers.
Oh. We gotta stay on our game.
Sonny's gonna get liver damage.
Diljit will pay for it.
Yeah.
he'll give him personally his own liver.
It's possible you can if you're a
yeah,
match.
Yeah, take like a section with the liver.
You guys are thinking too hard about this.
This is how great inventions happen.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Anyways.
What's next?
Could you imagine bragging that I got like Diljit's liver?
Yeah.
Some crazy fan would do it too, man.
But would Diljit give up his liver?
Black market kidneys. You know how they
do it. You're going to kidnap Diljit and like sedate him and take a piece of his liver?
Yeah.
Who's your doctor?
Bro, there's enough doctors in Punjab. I think one of them will do it. One of those like dunker doctors who doesn't know what they're doing. they start cutting him from his back.
Oh my God.
Bro, shouldn't he be on his back? No. What? What?
Anyways.
I was absent for med school that day. Yes, Bendy? Oh, sorry. I was, okay. Speaking of Brampton and all this, I've lived in Canada for most of my life.
Yeah.
And so far, I haven't really experienced racism.
Same.
You same?
I would agree, yeah. But don't you think we've all probably experienced racism indirectly? We just never...
No. I have never.
No?
Not yet.
I don't know. I'm not getting a job right now, so I'm going to blame it on racism.
That might be your citizenship statusism.
We're going to write it on my resume?
Maybe. No. I think the fact that you are a citizen is probably preventing you from getting a job.
So it's reverse racism.
I'm experiencing the same thing.
Okay.
So anyways, okay. But now that there's so many videos of brown people on social media.
Yeah.
Especially from the GTA.
Yeah.
The amount of racism I've seen against brown people in the comments.
It's a lot.
It's actually offensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even the...
Because those brown people are not the same as us brown people.
Right? Yeah.
So, but they're ruining it for everyone.
That's what I'm saying.
Like a white person is not going to be able to tell the difference between a brown person born here and a brown person who came yesterday.
I saw a video today of the guy who we got our limo for our wedding.
Yeah.
So he had a... I follow him on Instagram.
Yeah.
And his wedding was a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he's doing very well for himself.
Yeah. Like,
rich guy, nice cars. And his wedding was very lavish.
Yeah.
And some other account put up a video of his wedding today and said, rich Punjabi man's wedding in Canada, right?
Yeah.
And first comment, imagine the smell.
People are ridiculous.
Right? Yeah. Imagine the smell. So, like, what I'm saying is, when people are directing that kind of racism towards Indian people, white people can't tell the difference. So it's like a blanket statement for all brown people.
Yeah.
Which is not fair.
Man, you know the guy from Illinois who
Hold on. Let me just clarify. That's a joke. Racism shouldn't be thrown at anybody.
Yeah.
But I'm like, if you're going to be using it, just like learn your facts. Be like, you know, like...
Yeah, but see...
There's different types of brown people.
That's the thing, like the...
It's like the Theo Von meme when he's just like, you got to be smart to be racist nowadays.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, these students, like, these Punjabi students that are immigrating here and whatever, like, they're causing a lot of, like, not all of them, but majority of them are causing issues. Is,
like, shouldn't white people know that, like, brown people have been here for so long and they never stank before?
Yeah,
I agree. But then I'm saying, so it's, like, these few people that are, like, ruining it for everyone. Like, we're all getting grouped together.
The guy's pooping in Wasaga Beach.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
What are you doing?
Apparently, it's now people are saying that it never happened. It's just a fake news created by white people in Wasaga Beach.
Oh, really?
God, to be honest.
No.
I've never been there.
No. I think it's happened. I think it's true.
You know the kid who came from Chicago during, like, our Mossy spot? You know, he's like, yo, you guys don't experience racism here? I was like, I've seen your comment section, then they're fucking crazy.
Oh, the comment sections on GTA videos are ridiculous. Yeah. But nobody says it in person.
Yeah, in person nobody says that.
Because if you say anything to one fob, they all come after you.
Yeah. We as people born here, we probably like aren't as aggressive as those guys. Those guys will fucking beat the shit out of you.
No. I miss the days where you could honk at people in Brampton and you would, you know, you'd be okay.
Yeah.
You'd make it home safe.
Now you're going to get followed and cut off.
Yeah.
Oh, also a bit random. Can I talk about that podcast we were listening to?
Sure.
A competition. How dare you bring them up?
It's a good podcast. It's Diary of a CEO. Wait, this was called. Have you heard of it?
No.
So it's this guy in like England. He's like done really well for himself. He's on like the Dragon's Den in London, whatever. So he runs this podcast and he has like different people on. And we listened to a couple of them and they're really good. But there was one in particular that we listened to where, do you recall the guy's name? He's talking about like happiness.
He's a guy from Egypt. Mo Gawadat, I believe.
Yeah, and he used to work for
I apologize for butchering the guy's name.
Yeah, but basically he kind of like researched
Correct me in the comment section below.
He researched like happiness and like what you need to do to actually like experience it or whatever. But I think what he said was really helpful. And I think everyone should listen to the episode. But he talks about...
How are you going to plug other people before you plug our shit?
Can you just shut up, man? So he talks about how... Oh, damn it, where was I going with this? So he was saying, like, you're in control of your happiness. Like, if a situation upsets you or your thoughts upset you, like, it's... You have to think about, like, can I do anything in this situation? And if the answer is... like, yes, then you should go do that thing. But if the answer is no, then you should just kind of, like, let it go because it's out of your control. So by kind of thinking like that, you can help yourself be happier in those situations as opposed to, like, holding on to, like, negative emotions when you don't really have control.
Real phone check moment.
No, it's fair. But, okay.
And then the other thing he was talking about was that when we experience negative emotions, like, it's usually... because of things that happened in the past, so then we have like a sense of regret, or it's when things are gonna happen in the future and then we get like anxious or nervous about it. But so he's like, if you don't, like, if you just stay in your present moment, you're more likely to be experiencing happiness. It's when we think about the past and future where we get these negative emotions. So I thought that was interesting too.
Basically, it's a how-to guide for happiness. His whole thing is called Solve for Happy, and he came up with a mathematical equation for happiness.
Really?
I forgot what the equation was, but yeah. This plus this minus this equals happiness.
Mm.
That's what she's trying to get at. But okay, the biggest takeaway that I took from his appearance on that episode was he lost his son at 21 years old.
Oh, shit.
Right? For a lot of people, losing your child at any age, it's debilitating.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
His thing was, this sucks. What can I do about it?
Yeah.
And he moved forward.
Damn.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, he said, that's not to say that because he's not wallowing in misery from his son's death that he doesn't love his son.
Yeah.
He said he misses his son every day. Yeah. And he still loves him. But what good is it to stay stuck in that same spot for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I know people who think that if you don't cry and beat your head against a wall when somebody dies, you never really love that person.
Yeah.
I know those people too.
Those people are my mom.
Sam.
Yes.
They're all brown moms, are like the majority.
They are.
They think like you need to physically express how like mentally distraught you are by the loss to show that you care. You know? But it's like, that's not...
My mom thinks that we... didn't actually mourn my grandfather's death or didn't love my grandfather enough because we didn't cry as much as she did when he passed away.
Like, that's not how it works, you know?
Yeah. So while we're on the topic of remembering people and like thinking and, you know, memories and stuff, another segue here.
Yeah.
Right. Have you ever had an experience that you would want to experience for the first time again?
Yeah, I guess so.
Like, such as?
Like watching a movie. Specific movie?
That's a good question. I don't know.
What if something existed that would erase your memory of that experience? You still know that you have that experience, yeah. but in your mind, it was such a good experience that you want to try it again. So you go have this process that removes that memory, but you didn't, to the extent that you still remember that you had that experience, but you don't remember the experience. So you get to do it again. To experience just how fun it was.
Dementia.
Oh my god, well, basically. No, because I don't think I've done anything that I was like, oh, this is so amazing. Like, I want, like, I don't know. There's anything
her
like...
first date?
No. It's...
Okay.
No, yeah.
Would you do that again?
Yeah, I'd do it again.
Jeez.
Files for divorce.
But we're not talking about getting to redo a moment, like, because you didn't like how it went. We're talking
No. Getting to redo it again as if it's your first time doing it again because it was so fun.
But it would go the same way it went the first time.
Who knows
time.
If it would go the same way. But okay. Chances are it would be just as much fun.
I would redo our wedding and do it differently.
But that's not
the same thing.
That's a do-over because you weren't happy with how it went the first time. Yeah. For that, you don't have to have your memory removed. Just do it better the second time.
Yeah.
Invite no one.
Or don't have it at all.
Then you don't need a second wedding.
Yeah.
Fine. Bunch of haters.
Yeah, because if you erase your memory, you're probably going to do the same thing because you don't remember what you did the first time.
No, no. Okay, listen.
Yeah.
Like.
It's getting too complicated.
What's something fun that you've done in your life?
I don't know. I haven't done a lot.
Okay. Fair enough.
So it'd be like, oh, if you went skydiving and you really enjoyed it and it was so exhilarating, you'd want to do it again as if it was your first time doing it. So, something like that.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Like a twist in a movie. So like you watch it again and you don't remember it. And then...
That's probably dementia though. If you wait long enough. Yeah. Okay. So a personal example. Happiest day of my life.
Yeah.
Not the day I met you.
Oh, thanks.
That's not even top 10, I think.
That's so offensive.
You said you didn't want to do it again, okay? Okay. Happiest day of my life is going to Blue Mountain with family friends.
Yeah.
We went to Blue Mountain. Yes. You wouldn't do that again.
No, I wouldn't do that again. We went in October, man.
It was for your birthday. Then change your birthday.
Change your birthday.
Let's go back in time and tell my parents to plan things differently. Anyways.
I don't think they knew the 9-month rule back then with some of like the birthdays that people have written.
No, my parents went to school.
Okay.
Get out of here. So, happiest day of my life.
Yeah.
Blue Mountain with family friends.
Yeah.
Canoeing.
Ah.
And the girl whose jago we were at last night.
Yeah.
She flipped her canoe over.
Oh, shit.
Trying to make sure that her canoe didn't hit my canoe.
Oh, damn.
At a speed of 2 kilometers per hour. The instructor said, if it's going to hit, let it hit.
Yeah.
She tends to panic very quickly.
Yeah.
So, in an attempt to steer her canoe away from mine... Rather than using the paddles to move the water around, she lifted up one corner of the canoe and pushed the other one down, and she toppled over. She did that a couple times.
Okay, shit.
I've never laughed so hard.
Yeah.
Happiest day of my life. So, I would want to experience that again.
Ah.
Right? But remove my memory of that actual experience.
Yeah.
But leave the memory in there of that thing happening, if you get what I mean.
Yeah.
Right? Like the title. Like, leave the title, remove the content.
Oh.
So I can access the title and then go experience that activity again and have the same thing happen. That's what I'm talking about.
Like watching an Instagram reel for the first time again.
Sure. Sure, buddy.
Yeah, so then I don't have anything.
Hearing the Kaka song below.
Oh my God.
For the first time again.
Oh man, yeah. That would be a... Yeah, that's... That's top 10.
Yeah.
Seeing Canada for the first time with my own eyes.
Okay.
When it was still Canada. Okay, moving on.
Yeah.
What else do we have?
We have wedding of firsts.
Oh, yeah. So, we went to a wedding last
week. Yeah, that's why we took the week off.
That's why we took the week off. That's why we couldn't record.
Yeah.
A lot of firsts happened in that reception.
Yeah, their first wedding.
It was their first wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah. But for the people attending the wedding.
Yeah, for them as well.
For us. A lot of firsts.
Yeah.
One of the firsts was waving chairs in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the MC was like, oh, grab anything and wave it in the air. Grab a chair.
And people grabbed chairs and...
They took them seriously.
Yeah. It was a bit... Yeah, it's a bit wild. It's
kind of barbaric, if you ask me.
Kind of third world, if you ask me. Not barbaric.
Yeah. I was like,
yeah, I've never seen that before.
What if someone's grandma got hit with like a chair in the head?
Well, they weren't throwing them around. They were just
you, at the rate you're shaking.
At the rate you're shaking, like you lose balance. It's a heavy chair.
Yeah.
Right, you lose balance. It
slips out of your hand.
Snaps your wrist and gives a baby a concussion.
Yeah, okay.
That's one of the firsts.
Yeah.
The other first was the MC emceeing the event.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He did audience engagement.
Interactive emceeing.
Interactive emceeing.
Yeah.
He went around and asked people questions.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah. We never got asked anything.
No, we didn't get asked.
Yeah.
We didn't fly far enough.
Yeah.
And then he pulled an Oscars.
Yeah.
You know how at the Oscars when your speech goes too long?
Yeah.
They cut you off?
Yeah.
He did that for the girl's sister.
Oh, you cut them off?
Yeah.
Oh,
where
shit.
Were you? Where were you, man?
She was in her Aussie. No, it wasn't. It was a New Zealand accent. She was all
I
up in
I didn't know
there.
What accent that was. Like, that
though,
was
bro, that
else.
Was not a New Zealand accent. I've had a New Zealand I've had a friend from New Zealand.
Oh.
That's not a New Zealand accent.
It was like... So she obviously like... English is not her first language. So,
and
I'm sorry.
I think just to,
the
like,
way she's talking
I think just to embarrass her after the fact, everybody else who could speak English after that did their speeches in Punjabi.
But yeah, I don't know why she just didn't speak Punjabi to begin with. And then the way she was speaking English, she was adding like a fake British accent or something. I don't know what was happening. But it was weird. The whole thing was weird.
It could have been done in Punjabi and it would have been so much better.
Would have been better in Punjabi.
Yeah. It's like, what are you doing?
Stick to the language you can speak, man.
Like, yeah. And
it's
like
she was trying to speak English, which is not her first language.
Yeah.
And she's adding sprinkles on top of it.
Yeah.
And like everyone there is Punjabi. Like just speak Punjabi. Yeah. It's fine.
So which was funny when all your cousins after that who actually grew up in Canada.
Yeah.
They can speak English.
Yeah.
They did their speeches in Punjabi.
Yeah.
What
and then a fight went
there?
Down.
The fight went down, yeah.
I wish I saw the fight. Like, I missed the
We didn't even see the fight. We were just outside.
We saw the aftermath.
We saw the aftermath, and it was awkward, and we had to walk away. Basically, some lady body shamed somebody else, and then they got pissed off.
Yeah.
And then she said...
some stuff.
You're a fat cow to the other one.
Yeah. And then... one of them got offended and left the party or something with her husband.
But then she was dancing later on the
dance
floor.
Oh, so she didn't actually leave.
No.
This is bluffing.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. We were just walking around the front of the hall. Some lady came running up, yelling and shit. Then we got a little frightened.
Yeah, like... it's traumatic when you're witnessing it.
Yeah.
Okay, do you know who the lady was?
Which one?
Whoever got...
We only know one party. One side of it. Oh. We don't know who the other lady is.
But do you know who that lady is?
I don't know who she is. She's I know she's like Bicky's wife. I don't know what that means.
Oh.
The grander scheme of things.
Oh. But like, does Bicky ring a bell for you?
This Bicky dude's wife. Yeah. You're the tall, like bald dude.
Yeah, I get it. Because I was there.
Yeah.
So when you say his wife.
Yeah, I don't know how they're related to us or like how the inner workings of it.
Yeah, they're not really. I mean, we can ask dad, but they're like far related.
Yeah.
Not really related. But okay, so then that was actually that's all their own family. They basically got into an argument amongst themselves.
Ah.
I don't know who the other party was. So yeah, somebody said like a punch was thrown. I
didn't see anything.
That might have been exaggeration.
Yeah,
but based on how she was reacting, I can kind of see that a punch may have been thrown.
Yeah, maybe.
And you know, we felt like it was a little too much.
Yeah.
And also, I happened to manifest that.
Yeah, you manifested it.
Because the law of attraction works in the most stupidest of ways. We're walking around and I'm thinking to myself, not even to him, just in my own mind, haven't seen a hall fight ever. And we get to the end of the hall, end of the parking lot, we turn around, and as soon as we get to the front doors, this happens. Like the delay was just non-existent.
It's fucked up. As a community, how do we solve issues like that? Like what should be the protocol? So like you gotta make a protocol.
But it's like don't bring
Okay, sorry, one
does
second.
Does the security need to step in? How do you go about
1 second. Sorry, 1 second. Security. I don't think anybody was afraid of that security guard.
Mm-hmm.
But then the second dude that came.
Then the second who showed up.
He was like built to the nines, bro.
But they who do you think should have been the backup for the security? The big guy or the small guy? Who should have been the backup?
The small guy.
Small guy?
Yeah.
But the other guy came in after.
Maybe one of them has like the technical training, the other one is just like big, so they just pair them together. One is the brains, one is the muscle.
This is so stupid.
What if the guy with the muscles is the brain and the guy with no muscles is the muscle?
Yeah, so how do you, like, because the security didn't do anything. They were just conferring amongst each other in the corner.
But then it should be like you just kick everyone out who's involved in the fight, like done.
You can't.
But your Fulford wouldn't let them kick anybody else.
Yeah, fair. But like that's, you know, if you're asking.
Fulford would have kicked out the security guard.
Yeah.
Like,
who the hell are you?
Who are you?
It's just like weird. I don't know. It's a weird situation.
That was the first fight I've ever seen at like a party ever. There's another one. It was a water fight which I was involved in. That wasn't at a hall though. That was at like somebody's house. And it was pretty fun. If there's one thing I'd live again, I'd live that again. Even though I got yelled at pretty heavily. Not that much, but I'd live that again. It was fun.
Fantastic.
Any other firsts that happened there?
No, that's anything.
No, I don't think I've ever seen a performance with that many people though.
I have.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of people at performance. A lot of people.
As a performer, how do you feel your first time performing? Are you out of the closet now?
I was never in the closet. I was only in it for like 30 seconds, so it really was like not a big deal.
Like how do you feel about it?
It was pretty easy.
Guide us through the emotions.
There was no emotions. It was like whatever.
No, but practicing, cramming, give us the entire story.
There was no practice.
There was barely any practice. Like twice we practiced and that was it. Anyways, let's move on to our hypothetical.
We have one?
Bringing back that segment?
To you, someone, which one you guys put that in the chat? Like,
Which one?
It's like a would you rather. It's a hypothetical, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so would you rather end racism or catch the game-winning touchdown in a Super Bowl?
Game-winning touchdown,
man.
How are you not going to end racism? End racism.
That's not accomplishable.
But in this scenario of hypotheticals, it is.
Given his build and my current physical condition, we have a better chance of catching Super Bowl touchdowns than society has of ending racism.
Yeah, but in this scenario, you're actually able to end it.
No. We still want that Super Bowl touchdown.
Dude. Okay.
But what are you going to do with that?
Can someone revive racism, though? If we end it, can somebody revive it?
I don't know. I'm going to say no.
Is it like polio?
Shut up.
But, you know, you need some level of racism, too. You can't just end it completely.
Why do you need some level of racism?
Because
what is it helping?
It helps competition.
Helps comedy.
Comedy and competition. The two C's of racism.
How competition?
Because, like, you have, like, immigrants working harder because they gotta work harder to, like, overcome racism, like the Mexicans in America. You know, so it encourages hard work. It does. It might not reward it, but it encourages it.
It does.
Mm-hmm. How many inventions would it have been made if there was no racism in the world? One? Two?
Oh, I thought you were saying Mexican names. Juan. Wait, what? Like, Juan did this.
Jackie Robinson wouldn't be famous if there was.
That's not an invention. Sports accomplishments are not inventions.
Okay, wasn't an peanut butter? I don't think would be invented if there was no racism.
Who invented peanut butter?
George Washington Carver.
Did he?
Yeah.
Prove it.
He did. I did an assignment on this.
I gotta Google this.
I did an assignment on this.
Hey Google, who invented peanut butter?
In 1884, Marcellus Gilmore Edson of Canada patented peanut paste, the finished product from milling roast...
Nah, that's wrong. That's wrong.
It's Marcus Aurelius.
No, it's not.
Marcellus something.
Nah, George Washington Carver.
Marcellus Gilmore Edson.
That's a lie.
He wasn't even black.
Okay, apparently he didn't invent it, but a lot of people thought he did.
Yeah, because you fed them misinformation.
Apparently it was this guy.
Yeah, that guy invented peanut butter.
So anyways, without racism, we don't have, like, insulin was made by a white guy?
Yeah, two white guys.
Google. You saying these are racist white guys? Like, what are you guys saying?
No, I'm trying to find...
He's saying that there have been world-changing inventions because of racism.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No, because, like, what have minorities built?
But that's different.
America.
The train system in Canada. The Asians built it.
Who oversaw it?
The white man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Who invented it?
The white man.
Yeah.
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 We're going to do our last topic and then call it a day.
You're the deaf one.
Yeah, that's the one.
The deaf?
Does a blind person have better hearing than a deaf person's vision? Fucking stupid topic.
So for those who didn't hear, does a blind person have better hearing than a deaf person's vision and vice versa?
Yeah.
I'm going to say yes because doesn't your other senses get heightened, right? So potentially, yeah.
Who has it better than who?
Oh, I don't know. It's hard to say. Maybe it depends on the person.
Okay.
Well, that's the obvious answer. Okay.
Here's another version of racism or Super Bowl catch.
Okay.
Would you be deaf or blind?
Oh, I'll be deaf. Yeah.
I'll be deaf.
Same. Yeah.
Me blind is hard, man. That's like,
that's too hard. Yeah.
Yeah. But Super Bowl catch, you also get the glory of it too, right? And you're gonna be in the NFL.
Look at a guy who tried ending racism. He's dead.
Yeah, look at him. He got shot.
He got shot. How many Super Bowl catchers have been shot?
None.
Okay.
Quick maths.
So, exactly. Statistically speaking, it's better if you catch a Super Bowl
touchdown. For you. Yeah.
For you. Maybe not for your people, but for you.
But if we're ending, are we ending in every single country or just the countries that matter?
I think she means every single country.
Okay. I don't know, man. What aliens still have racism, though? Like, tomorrow another race is born. Can people be racist to that race then? Because they weren't around before racism ended.
No, I think it's a blanket. It's a blanket thing. Just, everybody gets incorporated to this.
I don't know, man. I don't think I can take the money. Like, the money is better. I gotta take the money.
Yeah.
Coming from an immigrant background, I gotta take the money. But if I was some like white dude from Silicon Valley, I might want to end racism.
Would you, though? Imagine you're a white guy from Silicon Valley, okay? And you've been a nerd your entire life. And you get an opportunity to catch the Super Bowl winning touchdown, right?
Yeah.
With your build, you perform one of the most athletic feats known to mankind.
Shit.
Like fading out of bounds, one hand extended.
Yeah.
Tiptoes
like the OBJ catch or something.
Tiptoes into the end zone, right? Who's going to take you? If there's no racism, how are you going to feel proud of that?
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
A white nerd did that. Like, versus like, if you end racism, it's like, oh, big deal. He's a simple guy who caught a touchdown.
Yeah. But, okay. If you catch the Super Bowl winning touchdown, would you, like, would that carry your entire career? Or would you still be like or would you just be
No, you still have to go back to the factory.
Oh, I still gotta go
back. It's a once in a lifetime thing.
Oh.
Once in a lifetime thing.
Yeah, in that situation, yeah, I'd catch it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's make some phone calls and let's make this happen. What's harder, though? Statistically, what's harder? To end racism or for an average person to somehow make it to the NFL and catch the Super Bowl winning touchdown?
Catching a Super Bowl winning touchdown is harder, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Anybody with balls can get up on a stage and become an advocate for equal rights.
Yeah.
But just because you have a ball to go try for the NFL doesn't mean you're going to make the NFL.
That's true.
And then let alone being put on a team that can make the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And put you in a position to catch a Super Bowl winning touchdown.
But I'd argue ending racism might make you more famous. Because the dude who caught the game-winning Super Bowl touchdown this year, he's an average player and nobody's...
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, okay. On a global level, you'll be much better known for ending racism.
Yeah.
But is that what you want?
No, I don't.
Okay.
You want the bag.
You want the bag.
Yeah. Ending racism is probably not going to get you the bag.
Imagine if they had civil rights movements activists who were sponsored by companies. Right,
like a Shell sponsored civil rights activist.
Imagine like Martin Luther King was sponsored by Nike.
He wears all Nike tracks.
All Nikes. They were marching, man.
Shit.
Need comfortable footwear.
But Nike would probably get like a lot of slack though. Like they're investors.
Rosa Parks was sponsored by a car company. Turns out her husband had a car.
Yeah.
Turns out her husband had a car.
Yeah. Who was the one that
Why
got?
Why was she on the bus?
I don't know. Like,
who was the one that got kicked out of?
I think she was on the bus just because she wanted to make a stand against inequality.
Who was the activist who got kicked out of the theater?
Oh, in Nova Scotia.
Yeah.
Oh, that I don't know, but she's on the $10. Like, she's on her money now.
Yeah.
On I think the $10 bill.
Yeah. But she had like her own theater company or something.
Yeah. AMC.
Yeah.
So after you went to the bathroom, we continued talking about the racism versus Super Bowl thing.
Yeah.
And we concluded that it's actually more difficult to catch a touchdown than to end racism.
Yeah.
Why is that? How?
Like, so and I quote myself from 2 minutes ago, anybody with balls can get on a stage and become an activist, but just because you have the balls to try out for the NFL doesn't mean you're going to make the NFL.
Yeah.
And then in what situation would a coach allow a random like dude get onto the field during like that moment?
Who's going to let him get on the field with 10 seconds left in the fourth quarter?
Okay, yeah, but then ending racism requires changing the mindset of like millions of people. Like
brainwashing, man. You have enough money and enough power.
We just said, there's, if you get an activist sponsored by a company and you start manipulating the media via your connections.
Yeah.
Do one, it. you get the bag too.
If you can
sell, an activist, and you brainwash people into no racism.
If you can sell like Supreme bricks for like $5,000 or whatever they're worth, Supreme activist
but and racism. Sense,
oh my god!
In that sense, couldn't you just brainwash the coach and the team like, to put you in? And
they're American. Like, they're big fat American white dudes, bro. That's really hard to brainwash them.
They do the brainwashing.
Okay.
It's harder to brainwash one person than it is to brainwash millions.
That is true.
Anyways, let's wrap it up. Great episode.
Like the tinfoil on a roti you're taking to work. Let's wrap this one up.
Or an activist being sponsored by a condom company. Let's wrap it up.
Okay, thanks for listening, everyone.